Well, joining me right now, and it's kind of appropriate because today is the day that we're honoring special women all over the world, and here comes one right from Detroit, Eliza Neels. Eliza, it's great to have you back on the air here at CSX.
Great to be here, and on such a special day, right? Thanks for, I woke up today, and everybody's like, International Women's Day, this is the day. So, God, I'm so glad to be here with you, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is the day, and it's also coming up this weekend, the day that you're going to be debuting your new album, 10,000 Feet Below. And first off, let me just say congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Took 2 years, but we did it. So it was coming up from the, you know, the depths of the sewers on that album cover and staying clean, you know.
I saw that. I thought that was very creative of you.
Did you like that one?
I did. I liked that a lot.
Thank you.
What number album is this for you now, Eliza? Because it seems to me like you're always working. If you're not recording, you're out there touring, you're writing. But I was a little surprised that you had another new album already out.
Well, yes, I'm constantly doing it. Let's see. I think it's number 6 on albums I've had out there.
Wow.
Starting with I'm Waiting. And that goes, yeah, but breaking into the blues market, I would say it's album 3. Well, we had Breaking and Entering. Right before that was Messing with the Fool, the one I did with in Detroit. Let's see, Messing with the Fool, then Breaking and Entering. That was the big one, breaking into the blues rock market. And then, so it's like my 3rd in the blues rock thing, but recording like my 6th.
It doesn't seem like 2 years, but it has been a couple of years now since that last LP. And
right.
You know, you really have made some incredible strides into the blues charts. Where is this one already falling? I'm seeing all kinds of great reviews, and it seems like it's just climbing up the charts very quickly right now. So you've made a real impact.
Gosh, thanks. We're number 3 right now worldwide on the blues rock charts. We're number 1 in New York City for the 3rd week. And we're number 9 on the blues chart. And then we're like number 20, top 20 new blues releases in the UK right now. Let's see, we're on all the top of the charts, like number 1 in Maine, number 1 in different, you know, all over the place. It's just really, I'm so excited because I figured, you know, after Breaking and Entering, oh my God, how are we going to do that again, you know? Because that was debuted at number 2. So we're already, no, number 3. So like we're right. Number 2. So we're right. Number 3. So in 2 weeks, we're already up to 3. So it's moving. People are liking this stuff, Doug. They're saying it's the best thing they've heard out of Detroit in the blues rock market in years. And we're like thrilled. We're just flipping out.
Yeah. I mean, when a lot of people are heading into, you know, the pop and rock genre, you know, you took a little curve there, a little left turn and went with the blues, and it really has worked out for you fantastically. And, you know, I'll tell you, the writing on some of the new stuff that we've heard already is just great. I mean, we have our favorites here. It's been in my car since you sent it to me. And,
cool.
You know, it's just been, you know, a great ride for you. Who's all playing on this? What's the lineup on this album? Because I know you are still performing with Howard Glaser.
Yes, Howard's like the right-hand man. He's my head narcotic, you know. we have such a blast together everywhere we go. It's just super chemistry with him, and we're like, telepathic partners. It's great.
Yeah, that teaming up that you guys did, you know, last year or just about a year and a half or so ago has really paid off, hasn't it?
Yeah, I have known Howard for years, but I always thought, oh, Howard doesn't like me, you know, whatever. We both thought each other didn't like each other, but really we were just shy. And we always knew of each other. We're like, oh, he'd never work with me. And he thought, oh, she'd never work with me. And then one day I just said, you know what? Hey, Howard, I texted him on Facebook. Do you want to write some songs with me? And he's like, yeah, I've always wanted to. And I said, you did? I didn't know that. And then so we wrote like 5 tunes together for Breaking and Entering. We started working together exactly 2 years ago. And then we did that album. And then now this album, he co-wrote four songs with me, and the rest I wrote pretty much myself on the piano. But there's Howard Glazer, of course, on, he's on 9 of the 11 songs and co-wrote four of them with me. And we just got added to B.B. King Bluesville, too, the top 15 blues songs in the world. We're right up there. They played me right after the Rolling Stones got played, the Etheridge, the new song. I was like, we were dying. We couldn't believe it. We're like, is this true? Is this really happening? They played Another Lifetime, you know, on there. So that's added to B.B. King Bluesville on SiriusXM. But, yeah, there's Skeeta Valdez and Paul Randolph played on three tunes. I have an East Coast band as well, a lot of East Coast stuff, and it pays on money, so I have guys already out there. So I have John Medeiros and Lenny Bradford, who's with Joe Louis Walker. You've heard of him. He's an amazing blues guy. Then I have Mike Kuel from Detroit is on a couple tunes, Brian Clune. Billy Davis is on a tune.
Really?
He's featured on.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's song 11. At the Crossroads, down at the Crossroads, that's me and Billy. Let's see, who else do I have on here? Gosh, I played a lot of the B3 and the Rhodes and all that stuff you hear, and the pianos, and I produced it. I actually produced this one. We got Ruben Neasry out of Jersey. Paul Nelson, who's Johnny Winter's producer. He won a Grammy last year. He's featured on this album. He's on song 6 with me. Great guitar player. He's his own band. He's won a Grammy last year. John Abraham on bass in Detroit. He's in a lot of bands in the D. He's been with me for like 10, 15 years. DeMarcus Sumter's on here. Eric Malunchnik. I think that's it. Mike Grio. I think that covers everybody. 17 musicians.
That is quite the lineup. And some incredible musicians, including Billy Davis. I mean, there you go. Doesn't get much more historic than that. So congratulations on just putting this all together. You mentioned, I was going to ask who produced it, but you produced it yourself. I mean, where do you find the time, lady, to sit down and write, record, and then produce all of this stuff? But you're doing a great job. Where did you actually record this album?
I recorded a lot of it at Temper Mill in Detroit, a lot of it in Howard's cool studio in his basement called Psychedelic Coal Room. We'd go down there, and a lot of it was at in New Jersey. I did one song in New Jersey at, let's see, what's the name of that studio? New Record Studios. I worked also in Connecticut at Factory Underground. That's where Paul Nelson records a lot of his stuff. Foghat records there. And I saw the guys from Foghat coming in one night when I was leaving. It was just like, you know, we travel on the road, so I stopped, you know, we stopped there and met Paul and did that cold, cold night. And a lot of it I just write on my piano at home and then, you know, make a voice message on my phone and then take that to Howard's house or to Temper Mill, and then we add it all in. It's hectic, dogs, let me tell you. But somehow I pulled it together. We did some stuff with Mike P in Nashville, Ain't My Dog No More, that song.
That's my favorite right now.
Awesome. Yeah, I did that with Mike P, and then I finished it at Temper Mill. We added Howard's guitars at Temper Mill. So it's been kind of like we put it all down wherever, you know, we were traveling, and basically three studios, and then I mixed it all together at Temper Mill.
So you've got the big CD release party coming up. It's going to be this Saturday at Booze in Royal Oak. Who is going to be playing with you on this show?
Okay, of course, Howard Glazer.
Right.
The one and only. And then we have John Abraham on bass, DeMarcus Sumter on drums. I think I invited Billy. I don't know if he can make it, but hopefully he'll be coming up to do the songs we did with him. Harmonica Shaw might stop by. We have pretty much, that's about it. We're just going to play the album from beginning to end, and then we'll probably play some songs from Breaking and Entering as well, and a couple covers. And it's sold out, I heard. So it's like, whoa, people came and get tickets. I'm like, what? So that's a good thing.
Well, you're always online, and one of the things that I think that you do better than almost any artist that I know out there right now is really, promote the events and your material. very well. And it's always out there. It's always available for people to check out. Your website is fantastic. All the stuff you do on social media is great. And I think people appreciate
that.
You. And it certainly obviously makes a difference when you're playing an event and people know about it and they can come out and see you. Eliza,
well, thanks, Doug. We have like a, we have an interns couple helping with us. We're a small label, you know, but we try to do that. Thank you. Thanks.
Tell me a little bit about some of the influences that you've had in making this move over to blues. When you had to have heard something or someone had to have sparked that to get you to move from, you know, sort of that pop genre over to the blues rock sound.
Well, ever since I've been writing, it's always been kind of like a rock thing for me. Like, I write on the piano, so it's always been a rock, Americana kind of, you know, crossover pop, crossover rock, right in that vein, right? And I was doing it a long time, you know, with my sisters at home. We all would sing together and write. And then, of course, teaming up with Barrett Strong, and he, you know, I had the Hard Knock School of Soul and Motown for 10, 15 years, and I learned so much from him about how to produce, how to, you know, write a great song and how to just put it all together. And I saw him put together like 30 musicians, string sections, the symphony. I just learned, and I watched Barrett Strong. What a better teacher than Barrett Strong of Motown. I learned and I watched, and I think that's where it comes from. And then going into the blues was every time I sing, even if I sing a pop rock song or a rock song or whatever, everyone's like, well, your voice is so gritty, you should sing the blues. Everywhere I go, people will come up to me, you know, oh, Blues Cats, you should sing Etta James, you should sing Big Mama Thornton, you should sing Coco Taylor with that voice, you know, because it's gritty.
Yeah.
So then I'd start singing these gritty, you know, blues tunes, and people will go crazy. So I figured, you know what, let me start writing some songs like that, like, but not, of course, I respect the blues 100%, but I'm trying to, like, write songs that I think that I love still that are kind of on the rock side. So it's like blues rock. So it kind of crosses over in the rock side and the blues side. And if it's good enough, it'll go mainstream, which is where we're heading that way. It looks like we're crossing over. So that's really, really important to me to take the, all those elements. But it is definitely stamped in the blues.
Now, are there...
It's my voice, the gritty voice.
Yeah, yeah, I know it. And it really, it certainly cuts through on all of the recordings as well. I mean, you can just feel that these songs are special to you and that you wrote them yourself. I think that really comes through on all of the recordings that I've heard.
Thank you. Yeah, it just we're just going for what we love, and we hope it resonates. And that's basically what we did. You know, of course, teaming up with Howard, with his amazing guitar sound, that really put and he's a blues rocker as well. So it's kind of interesting that he loves the blues, but he's such a rocker at heart, and so am I.
Yeah,
so
he adds that edge to the sound. I think that just makes it all come together for you.
Yeah, I really think so. Yeah, it's really cool.
Are there any artists that you're covering, you know, during this tour or performances that, you know, a song or two that, you know, comes from somebody who, you know, has influenced you or that you just like?
Yeah, I'm singing, I'm singing Ball and Chain, you know, Big Mama Thornton. And then, of course, Janis Joplin's version,
right,
who I love dearly. So I kind of, I'm doing that one, and I'm doing Skip James from the 1930s. He's one of my favorites. Skip James has become Nehemiah. I'm doing Hard Killin' Floor, and I made it my own. I changed it. I didn't change it. I took his song and just made it my version. And it seems like people really like that one. It's on the CD, if you can recall. And Howard plays a mean slide all through that one. We do a lot of Coco Taylor songs. Well, not a lot. Like my favorite, a couple favorite songs from her, a couple Etta James, Fog Hat, some Bad Company, even a Stevie Nicks, you know?
Wow. So it is sort of a blues rock crossover there. Certainly those bands do the same thing, so to speak. We invite people to go to your website, of course, ElizaNeils.com. There's all kinds of information there. I'm impressed with that website. I mean, that is That's very well done. I mean, it's so up to date, and there's a lot of information there. Plus, even, you know, signed merchandise that people can purchase. So I think that's really cool. And, of course, on your Facebook page, and keep updated with you. Where is this tour going to take you now? I see you're already playing various places, but was there talk about going over to Europe as well?
Yes. We went to the UK last year, and we won one of the best blues rock acts of 2016 from Get Ready to Rock. It's a huge, huge rock production out in the UK. We won that right before, you know, after we left there. So we're definitely going back to the UK. The Netherlands wants us to come. They want us to come to France. They want us to go everywhere. Germany. We're getting tons of plays in the Netherlands, Italy, like everywhere. So we're planning right now in fall to get over there and go to Amsterdam and, you know, hit the whole thing. Start in the UK, and then we're probably going to hit those other places and then head back, probably a two-week tour, 2 to 3 weeks. In fall.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and certainly it's going to be a great time here in Royal Oak at Booze. It's Saturday, but apparently it's sold out. So, you know, maybe you'll have to, aren't you set to come back? Okay.
Yeah. May 6th at PJ's, we're going to do another one because we know that place, you know, can hold, you know, we can have the second round, you know. So May 6th at PJ's, you know, hopefully you guys can come to that one.
Yeah, well, we're going to try and certainly make it out on Saturday night to catch maybe the final last half of the show anyway. But, congratulations on this new album, 10,000 Feet Below. You can find it at all the social media platforms, of course, and you can grab one off the website as well. And Eliza Neels, just a big tip of the cap to you for coming up with another great recording and a lot of work. You can tell just a ton of work and a lot of effort and passion put into this LP. And we're all excited about it and looking forward to seeing you here in Detroit. And once again, that May 6th date at PJ Lager. So mark that one down, everybody, because
the Reefermen. Yeah, Reefermen are on that bill, too.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, you got to catch up with this woman because she's moving at the speed of light.
Oh, my God. Well, coming from you, like I said, you're one of my hugest influences and idols in the rock scene and in the music scene. So I really, really appreciate that, Doug.
Well, we certainly appreciate everything that you've put together here. And, the Detroit Diva herself, Eliza Neels, will be there with the band, Eliza Neels and the Narcotics. And we're looking forward to having you on Rock 900, as a matter of fact. So I'll see you Saturday afternoon. We're going to get you recorded for the Comcast Rock 900 local show. And by the way, the very first live artist we had on. And now we're heading into our third season. And what a great way to kick that off by having you guys come back, you and Howard. So looking forward to it.
We can't wait. Howard's all excited, and he says hi, and we'll be there. And we can't wait to play some of these new songs, Doug.
All right. Well, thank you, Eliza Neels. Congratulations. Good luck driving here to the Motor City.
Yep, we're heading there now. We're right out of the wind. We're like a boat on the water, you know.
And on this day of honoring outstanding women, we honor you today, Eliza Neels.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, we'll see you here.